This is CliffCentral.com.
You know, every week we talk about what lifestyle are going to help us to do. I've got to say, our studios have never looked so good.
So good.
Apparently, Dori and Celeste and the people in the studio have been naming certain plants after certain people on the lineup. So we've got an urban culture drive area, the two pot plants in the window, the Renegade Report, then the Casper radio show is in the corner there, and so on. So people have been naming certain trees and certain plants after, you know, certain of our presenters. So a lot of excitement around that. And what we thought we would do this morning is start looking at some of the trees to give you an idea of what they're all about and what they're called. And the one is called a fiddle leaf fig. All right? That's an actual tree.
Which one is that? Is it?
I'll find it for you just now. It must be around the corner.
Is it bearing
fiddle
fruit?
Leaf fig. This is what it sounds like.
That where that noise comes from.
Yes.
I always wonder.
So the fiddle leaf fig is apparently a very fashionable plant that people like to have in their houses. It's called a Ficus lyrata, if you want to look it up. It's one of the trendiest indoor plants, has a huge resurgence in popularity because of it's got these beautifully formed leaves. It's got a nice shape and everything else. It's a lush, broad-leafed, small tree that will add a touch of wild and a sense of jungle to your home. Fiddle leaf figs need to be kept moist, but they don't want to sit in water. Remember what we said about how you check whether it's dry or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do? You stick your finger in.
Well, you stick your finger in usually when you want to check moisture levels.
Exactly. God. That's exactly what you do. And if it is wet...
not dry, then it's not dry.
Then you don't add water. And if it's dry,
you wet it.
You rub it.
Jesus, I'm glad you guys are paying attention. It will also benefit from a regular misting to keep the air around it moist. You're going to have one of those pss, 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 pss bottles that they use at the hairdresser.
Yes. Pss, 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 pss. That exact one. That's those actually ones. Its technical name. It's
correct.
Known scientifically as a pss, 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 pss bottle.
Especially in summer if the room is heated up in winter. Get yourself a spray bottle and give your fiddle leaf fig a good misting every week. That'll also help keep the leaves clean, which you need to do.
Yeah.
They prefer a position in bright light with no more than a bit of morning sunlight on the leaves. And by the way, I want to get Robin in here in the next week or two to come and explain some of these things to us, because she really does know. I'm just telling you what they told me. But you only need to feed these kinds of trees with a liquid fertilizer once a month during growing season in spring and summer. Because it's larger, it can grow up to 3 meters high, by the way. So you got to have some space inside if you can have one of these. It should be planted in a floor-standing container and well-drained potting soil, adding small stones or pebbles to the bottom of the pot before planting it so that it can keep it well-drained. You've got to cut off the dead leaves and the twigs regularly so you can encourage fresh new growth. And you can clean the leaves regularly to remove dust with a damp cloth or a leaf shine spray. You can also buy that at Lifestyle.
Ooh, a leaf shine spray.
It's like you whiten your teeth and you get your hair did.
Sure.
You need to look after your plants, same way.
Hmm.
Yes. Fiddle leaf figs look amazing in baskets and colorful pot covers. So when you buy your plant, look for a big basket or a pot cover to dress it up. You can bring your indoor space up to date and discover your wild with one of these fantastic trees. It'll add a touch of wild and a sense of jungle to your home. They're available in various sizes from Lifestyle Home Garden. You can visit the Lifestyle blog for more info on caring for this and other plants, lifestyle.co.za, and you'll find all of it there. Next week, we'll be talking about the kitchen. We'll explore what the best herbs are to grow and use in your kitchen. And you don't forget, if you're interested, a friend of mine went there just on Saturday to go and check out Lifestyle Home Garden, found a bunch of stuff that they needed. They didn't even know they needed some of this stuff. They're the anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center, corner of Bayers Nordea and Aster Road Avenue in Rand Park Ridge, lifestyle.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.